All right, today's just a review. We're just going over the five ways to kind of counter anxiety that we feel. And these all come from Philippians chapter 4. And so this is just a time of discussion. There isn't a video today. This gives us time to really just take in everything that we've learned over the last 5 weeks. So we're just going to go all the way through these five strategies. There's five of them, and each of them has a focus on, I call it confronting the chaos. So a big part of anxiety is just acknowledging it and why it's there and how it creeps into our life. And then with each strategy, there's a way to choose calm. How can we choose calm? And God helps us through each of these. So that's really the format of our discussion. It's pretty simple today. I'm going to go ahead and share the screen and get to our first strategy. And again, this is kind of review for us. Or you may have missed one of our times together. All right. Okay, so the first strategy is to rejoice in the Lord's mercy. Rejoice in the Lord's mercy. All right, confronting the chaos. Lists of anxiety triggers typically include busy schedules, unrealistic demands, or heavy traffic. By the way, the book also lists three other items that are known scientific contributors to anxiety. One is change. Another is aging, and the third is grief or loss. So those are also main contributors. But what the book suggests with this strategy, number one, is we have to go deeper than just those reasons. Behind the frantic expressions on the faces of humanity is unresolved regret. Do you agree with the above statement? Why or why not? So let's just stop to share about that. Kind of what that point is that I don't know if you've ever had a moment where the traffic outside has just caused you to get angry about something and just fizzled up. What is behind that is actually probably a series of a whole bunch of things that has added up to that point. You know, you had a tough conversation with someone earlier in the morning, and then something threw you off around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then the traffic is just the tip of the iceberg that just makes you just blow up. The real thing behind it was other things, and this book says that regret is oftentimes the big thing that is the culprit of the anxiety that's inside. Do you agree or disagree with that? In your own experience, thoughts on that?
Totally agree. Probably one of the regrets would be not getting up early enough to get some exercise and outdoor, especially outdoor exercises, first thing in the morning. And it doesn't happen anymore, but it used to be a big, big deal. It makes such a difference in the rest of the day and my mood and general feeling of well-being.
I think we can beat ourselves on the head metaphorically by regret, by not doing something we should have done or saying something we shouldn't have said or something like that. And the more you think about that, it builds up anxiety. But just a little word, I don't mind about the traffic outside my window. But one thing that really drives me crazy is the leaf blower. I cannot bear those at any price.
How do you resolve regret?
The leaf blower thing?
No.
Yep.
Oh.
But you said that unresolved regret. So how do you resolve it? Or what is resolving a regret look like?
Yeah. So you'll notice, good question, Bob. I appreciate that. In each strategy, notice half of it is acknowledging what it is. So that's all we're doing right now. Now we can flip to how do we resolve that? And that's choosing calm. Let me get to that point here to get to Bob's question. So again, half of the strategy is just acknowledging why this is coming on me. And then the second step would be choosing calm. So how do we choose calm with this specific strategy? So where do we go from here? Once we have identified our guilt, how do we move forward in a healthy way? There is good news for those who can address their chaos head on. A happy saint is one who is at the same time aware of the severity of sin and the immensity of grace. Sin is not diminished, nor is God's ability to forgive it. The saint dwells in grace, not guilt. This is the tranquil soul. So, so what was the thought there? How do we choose calm? What did you hear there, Bob? To address regret.
Choosing calm. It sounds to me like walking away, not confronting it. In other words, if you're something is causing you anxiety, if you engage it, you get angrier and angrier. If you walk away, you have time to think about it.
Okay. Yep, most definitely. Rick, you got something?
I would also say that just training yourself almost in a way to realize the enormity of grace almost simultaneously. When I put those things together side by side, there's no doubt which one is bigger. What I have done or what I regret or whatever versus the ability of God through his son to forgive me. And I guess I'm a little bit different in that I have very little time to dwell on the thing I did wrong because I already know that I'm forgiven. And so what's the point? Maybe that's too simplistic, but that's kind of how I roll. And I guess fortunately or unfortunately, spend very little time in that first part of it. Maybe it's been suggested that I need to spend more time so that I acknowledge it better. But I kind of like the idea of not being able to live in it for very long. So it's I have both sides of it a little bit.
Good. Other thoughts on that? How do we live in grace? I'm going to reveal my traditional Lutheranism here. Confessing sin at church is a great way to do this. Have you ever noticed that in the church, whenever we confess our sins, we don't take a time out to investigate those sins of our members? Always forgiveness comes from Jesus right away without an investigation. And when we live in that grace, that is a freeing feeling. So I have to, for me personally, I need to find ways to confess my sin. So what's helpful for me is finding a brother in the ministry to confess my sin each month. That's helpful for me because then I hear forgiveness right away without an investigation or Jeremy, we need to do a evaluation on you, nothing like that. That's just straight Bible stuff there, so